Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are having a good time. Be prepared for this week's weekly guitar meeting. We are going to have some guitars that are probably for many people the best guitars available in the market. You know, you have in football Cristiano Ronaldo or Lionel Messi, who are for many people the best football players of all time, and the luthiers of today's weekly guitar meeting, they are for many people the most important guitar luthiers in the recent guitar making history. And I would love to start with this one. This is made by Daniel Friedrich. I think I don't need to introduce this guitar luthier to you. First of all, this guitar is one of the last four guitars that Daniel Friedrich has built. It's made in 2013, and we have also a handwritten certificate by Daniel Friedrich for this guitar, also with the plan and construction of the top and the details, which is very valuable. This guitar comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood. And it's the concert model, so the highest model of Daniel Friedrich guitars. And it comes, of course, with Rogers tuning machines, which are probably the most elegant tuning machines available. Let's see how this very unique instrument sounds. I mean, how can a guitar have such a well-balanced and even sound and such a great sustain? It's remarkable. I mean, it doesn't stop. Okay, I try to not to talk, and I will just play on the guitar, and then we will sum up the sound of the guitar at the end. one last piece, because it can be that I won't have the opportunity to play on this guitar ever again. It's incredible. Next guitar. This guitar is made by the French guitar luthier Dominique Field, who is actually, I would say, one of the top three French guitar luthiers, with Daniel Friedrich and I don't know who is the third one, but let's say top two. And Robert Boucher, of course. My apologies. Dominique Field's guitar are being played by many, many big names and professional concert classical guitarists. And I personally hear some similarities to the sound of Daniel Friedrich guitars, but still the Dominique Field guitars have for me a slightly different character in the sound. So the character in the sound is different. It's maybe a bit more bright and Spanish, but the qualities of the sound, like sustain, response, and the evenness in the sound is very similar to Daniel Friedrich guitars. This guitar is from 2004. It comes with a very high quality spruce top and Madagascar rosewood back and sides. And of course, Roger tuning machines. I love Roger tuning machines. They look very elegant and they work like butter. They are so smooth and precise. And this guitar has the number 165. And as I said, it's from 2004. Well, let me play a few tones on this unique instrument. Stunning. And as I already said, this guitar, compared to the Daniel Friedrich guitar, sounds a bit more responsive, a bit brighter. I don't know if it's only this guitar or in general the Dominique Field guitars, but I love the sound of this one. I think also the tone separation is on point on this guitar. You can follow every voice, every tone. Thank you. I'm such a lucky guy. A Friedrich from 2013, a Fleta, and then this one. It's a good day. It's a good day. And let me know your opinion on the sound of this guitar. Also compared to Daniel Friedrich. Do you hear some similarities or is it for you completely different? Well, let's move to the next guitar. It's a guitar, a very special project by Michael Cadiz, and I did an interview with him. Let's watch it together. Hi guys, I hope you are doing well. The next guitar luthier that I have the privilege to talk to is Michael Cadiz, who is joining us for the second time, I think, in the in our studio. And Michael is originally from Seattle.
Yeah.
And you're building your guitars now since many years in Austria.
Yeah.
In Graz.
8 years.
Yeah. Since eight years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's very funny because he's living since 8 years in Austria, but he speaks so well German.
Thank you.
So great job. Today, he brought us a guitar, which is a kind of collaboration with Robert Rock, the very famous guitar luthier from the USA. But I let Michael Cadiz speak about this topic and project. What was the connection to Robert Rock? Why?
Yeah. Okay, so when I was living in Seattle, when I was first getting started as a builder, I met Robert Rock at the Northwest Handmade Musical Instrument Exhibit. And yeah, so I met him, and then eventually he invited me to stay down in Eugene, Oregon with him and learn from him a little bit. So that was, I think, in 2011, or maybe 2012, I can't remember. Anyway, and then since then we had kind of maintained communication. We maybe see each other once a year. Then when I moved to Austria in 2016, they were also moving back to Wisconsin. And he was, you know, getting closer to retirement and kind of at some point wrote me kind of opening a conversation about what he was going to do with his tools and guitar making paraphernalia, as he put it, and his legacy and all of that. And then at the time, I had just moved to Austria, so I was trying to start a shop there, and they were in the middle of a move as well. And then it kind of faded away, and he also passed away in 2017, I think. Last year, I came back into contact with his wife, and we were talking about it, and at some point she said, well, why don't you just come to Wisconsin? I have a garage full of things, of tools, jigs, plans, wood. And we'll take a look at it. So I got a ticket and went out there and we looked through everything. I had a friend come with me, another guitar builder, my friend Max Seip. And we sorted through everything. And I ended up taking over all of the tools and all of the wood and kind of making a project out of it. So I hope to write a book to document his way of building, some of his tools. He kind of invented, or he developed, mm-hmm. we could say, a number of tools and ways of working, also with the American builder Richard Brunet. They kind of made a couple machines together, I think. And some of those are already documented in the GAL, Guild of American Lutheran magazine. But a lot of it is not. And I think it could be both interesting for guitar makers,
yeah,
and for guitarists. I'm also planning on finding examples. He had, you know, several different models, so to make plans and take photographs and document a handful of maybe the different models and kind of share that all in a book.
Yeah.
Kind of like we were speaking of earlier, that he's, you know, he was really an influential guitar maker.
Yeah,
in the United States.
Yeah.
But also in Europe, you know, earlier on in the 70s, 80s, 90s. But these days he tends to be not as well known. So mm-hmm. I kind of hope to just bring a little bit more attention to his career, his influence. And, he had a fascinating life and was a great person. And mm-hmm. hopefully I'd like to share that a little bit.
Some of the biggest names, such as Manuel Barrueco, was playing on a Robert Rudd guitar mm-hmm. for years and has recorded also an album, I think, on the Robert Rudd guitar.
A lot of albums.
And so maybe you can tell us a bit more specific or give us specific information about this guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so this is the first one of the Rock models that I've made. And it is based off of a guitar that I have, number 198.
Mm-hmm. Made by Robert Rock.
Yeah, in 1979. And yeah, that guitar was, I think, originally made for Manuel Barrueco, and then it was later purchased by Wilfried Halter,
mm-hmm.
who's a teacher in, or he was a teacher in Frankfurt.
Yeah.
And I came to know Wilfried also through Robert Rock. They were old friends. It's kind of interesting. When I was going through all of his stuff, I found old letters and so a couple of gifts, like some tools that
mm-hmm.
Wilfried had given him. So it's one thing that's interesting about this, there's just kind of this, there's so many different interesting people that you come into contact with that really fascinating, meaningful lives and connections, and mm-hmm. So it's part of that is really fun to kind of hear all of these stories. This guitar was based off of that guitar and also a plan later on. They're both very similar to the number 58, the I think 73 guitar that Barrueco played.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same plantilla, a very, very lightweight, especially lightweight cedar top.
Mm-hmm.
This one has six fan braces
mm-hmm.
with a relatively parallel angle and a treble bar, which not a lot of builders are doing anymore. That was kind of like a left over from the Ramirez years, or Rodriguez, the mid-century guitar builders.
Mm-hmm.
These days it's not so much in fashion. But there's a lot of it, that the kind of the aesthetic, the plantilla is also a little bit maybe from that time inspired. So this is, a lot of these materials are from his workshop.
Okay.
The neck was already made for the most part. The headstock was already cut out, the tuner holes were already drilled. The top, the rosette was already inlaid.
Okay.
The back was already joined.
Yeah, so it's like a project, like a guitar that he started at some point, like, but you have finished this guitar.
Yeah, the materials were kind of started, but I built and assembled it.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful. And the sides are doubled, right?
The sides are laminated, yeah.
Laminated. Mm-hmm. It's Indian rosewood and spruce, you said.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I would play a few tones on it, and then you are very interested in the sound, I guess, also. To think how to describe the sound, because it's sounding more traditional, like a traditional. It is a traditional guitar, but the basses give me a impression of a modern guitar. It's very, very loud, responsive. And also the sustain in the basses. Somehow, I don't know, I can feel the resonance very strong. Especially in the mid-range of the guitar. Because, on some guitars you can feel only the sixth string or the trebles. But in this case, it's like... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the guitar that I have in my shop is it seems like a very particular instrument, and I was trying to get something of that. Even from some of the other rock guitars I played later on that were maybe a little bit stiffer, the resonances were a little bit higher. This one was I think what struck me is that it was so transparent, like it was just so open and transparent and just awake somehow.
Yeah.
And that I was trying to get some of that in the sound.
Okay.
It is
very, it's a like easygoing guitar, as you said, awake. It's also very singing. What I also notice is the tones are very well separated. The tones are not interrupted by other tones.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah, that was part of the goal. I'm glad that you said that.
Yeah, it's
sometimes
very
you try things and then they don't work out. But that was something, like I was saying before, that struck me about this guitar, that it was so transparent and the note separation was really clear.
Thank you. Well, let us know what is your thoughts on this beautiful guitar made by Michael Cadiz. And yeah, we are very curious. And this guitar is made by the German-Canadian guitar maker Collier Van Huysen, who was actually the nephew of Edgar Munch, a very big name in the German classical guitar making. And Collier Van Huysen, I heard his name for the first time when I was in the music school, like 15 years ago, and I had lesson with my former teacher, Ulrich Stracke, who actually animated me and motivated me to study classical guitar. And he was also playing a Collier Van Huysen guitar. And I remember the first time when I heard that guitar, I was amazed. Then I knew what is the difference between a masterclass handmade guitar and my manufacturing built guitar at that time. And so it was the first time when I heard the name of Collier Van Huysen. And the guitar that I'm introducing to you today is from 1999. And it's actually very light also. It comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And I think it's a very responsive guitar because it's very lightweight and it has a very thin top. You can feel it and hear it when you tap on the top of the guitar. What else to say? I mean, it's a traditionally built guitar, very simple, but very elegant and clean. And let's see how this guitar sounds. As I already expected, it's a very responsive guitar, but it's not like a very thin made double top guitar. The response is very natural, but you notice that you don't have to work a lot to get a sound out of this guitar. It helps the player and it's not standing in the way of the player. I would say that the character of the sound is quite bright and clean or clear. Lovely. What I also noticed, so what one of the main qualities of this guitar is, I think, the evenness. You hear every tone has nearly the same loudness, and also the basses are ringing very long. They have a very good depth and fundamental sound. So if you are looking for a guitar with an even sound and responsive sound also, with a bright character in the tone, I think it might be the right guitar for you. It's not the loudest guitar. It's not about the loudness. It's more about the bright tone, beautiful tone, and even sound. And yeah, a Kolya Panhuizen from 1999. Well, let's move to the last guitar of this week. And the last guitar of this week is coming from the workshop of Armin Hanika. And this is a very special model and new model with some beautiful decorative elements and also top quality woods. It's the 1A DTL model, double top, custom, with an elevated fingerboard and cedar top and grenadille. So African black wood, back and sides. I think it's the first time that I'm seeing African black wood for the back and sides, or in general, and I think it looks amazing. And you have, of course, that typical Armin Hanika decoration in the headstock of the guitar. And this is a very modern sounding guitar, very loud and punchy, forward going. And yeah, let's see. Very good sustain. Actually, it sounds different than what I expected. I expected a shorter sustain, shorter tones, but louder sound. But it's opposite. It has a very long sustain, but a less quiet volume. But the sustain is very long. Basses are very deep and well resonating and ringing, and the general character of the sound is very smooth and round. Do you agree? Very soft and even sound. Thank you. Lovely. I really like the long tones on this guitar. It offers me the possibility to play the pieces in a very lyrical way. And it's also very even and very constant. The tone the same length, the same intensity, especially on the first string, if you go along the different positions. And yeah, congrats to Armin Hanika for this new model. It offers some very good qualities. It's a 1A DTL model from 2025, brand new and special production. Well, it was also the last week's, it was the last guitar of this week's weekly guitar meeting. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode and let us know what you think about the sound of these guitars. And we have the idea maybe to do the weekly guitar meetings as a live stream. What do you think? Would it be something that you would enjoy? So yeah, let us know in the comments what do you think about it. Have a nice weekend and see you in a week.